thank you very much for inviting us to share your worship service. I'm here today with my friend Linda to tell you about our Community Cares Camp, or OCCC, and the journey that we have undertaken to provide summer food and enrichment to our local children who would not otherwise have the opportunity for a nourishing and enriching summer experience. Back in the late 1990s, the mission committee at the Richmond Congregational Church learned that many children need nutritional support in the summer. So they began a modest effort to provide lunches and 2 hours of camp for 2 weeks each summer for children at a local mobile home community. After a couple of years, the summer food program was moved to Camel's Hump Middle School, and a partnership with Chittenden East was formed. Chittenden East provided space and bus transportation, which is so very important. And in return, the camp provided meals for the summer school students. A real win-win, because many summer school students come from homes that may suffer from hunger or food insecurity. Now the operation could offer 4 weeks of a half day of camp, along with 2 meals a day. Meals plus activities. The program continued until it hit a crisis point in 2008 and was in danger of closing. Then Linda Parent, who's the Richmond Town Clerk, and I partnered to incorporate our Community Cares Camp, creating a nonprofit corporation that could provide stability and provide for the future of the program by allowing donations to be tax deductible. We had quite a task in front of us. I have a background in archaeology and historic preservation, and Linda is a town clerk. Neither of us had run a nonprofit or a camp, but we rolled up our sleeves and we got to work. We are very fortunate to find a fantastic camp program director in Liz Russell, a teacher and guidance counselor, and we found a nutrition magician, Carol Kent, who could just work miracles with food. They created the basic camp agenda and food program that really set us on the path to success for campers in grades K through 6. The camp emphasized community, teamwork, and social skills, along with creative play, music, arts, crafts, cooking, and gardening. The food was fresh, kid-friendly, and delicious. We were able to add enhancements like the Children's Literacy Foundation, who come each year and give each child 2 books. Summer school students also get 2 free books. After a couple of years, we saw another need, so we created the Leadership Adventure Camp for upper middle school students. This camp focuses on promoting self-esteem, commitment to community service, and exploring different academic interests. We started out just wanting to feed kids in the summer, but we quickly found that kids need more than just food in their bellies. They need to have their spirits nourished. They need to be excited and to discover that they are smart and creative. They need to be introduced to all the things that make life worth living: music, art, and a close and supportive community. They need to have caring adults take an interest in them. We started to learn about food insecurity and the achievement gap. That's when kids fall behind in the summer because they don't have stimulating activities. It takes them from weeks to months to catch up each fall. Eventually, they don't catch up anymore, and that can lead to a downward spiral emotionally and spiritually, educationally and spiritually. And then there is something that Harvard sociologist Robert Putnam calls the opportunity gap. That's when kids just don't have the opportunity to try things because they aren't easily accessible. So kids can't participate in recreational soccer and baseball and other sports because they can't afford the fee or don't have transportation. They don't get extra art, music, or dance lessons to supplement the minimal exposure they get in schools, and they don't feel the support of their community. We also saw a chance to provide local teens with their first work experience. Our internship program, which is open to everyone, ages 14 to 16, started in 2010 when some of the mothers of 14-year-olds started calling us and asking if their teens could volunteer for the summer. Now we have up to 20 teens each summer developing their leadership skills and learning to take personal responsibility for their actions as well as responsibility for the well-being of others. Today, most of our counselors started as interns, and some of our campers have graduated to be interns, And this year, two of our former campers will be hired as counselors. We feel this is a great achievement. Campers now see that they have a career path from camper to intern to counselor. Counselors stay with the camp for multiple years, which is great for the campers. They see their counselor each year, and they really form a bond. The counselors become role models, and they take their role very seriously. And we started to learn more about how hard it is to give your kids the things they need to grow and thrive. Working families who end up spending more than 30% of their income on housing have to make cuts in other places. In Chittenden County, that means that many working families are just not making it. And there are some statistics in your insert that talk about that. There are some programs for those who meet certain financial requirements, but there's a whole middle group that are making more money than the allowances, but not making enough to afford the extras, like music, sports, and summer camp. We also try to provide services for those families. The handouts provided to you give you the facts. How many campers, how many meals, how many employees. But that doesn't tell the story of how many lives have been profoundly transformed by their association with OCCC. Like Elizabeth Morris, who started as an intern in 2010 and moved to counselor and then assistant to the executive director. That's me. She originally wanted to be a journalist, but then changed her major to economics so she could understand the policies that keep people in poverty. She will be starting her new job next week as staffer to Congressman Welch. She now wants to affect public policy to help alleviate poverty. Or like Caitlin Sherber, one of our former campers who will be a counselor this year. We've watched her grow up into a wonderful young woman who wants to give kids a great experience and all the love that she got when she was a camper. And myself, I have learned so much about the world, about obstacles people face in raising families when they are also struggling financially or facing chronic illness or deaths and the extra challenges that come with those conditions, and about community and the responsibilities that one has when you are a member of a community. And that's why our name, Our Community Cares Camp, is so appropriate. Originally, it was our homage to FDR and the New Deal programs that helped so many people and put them back to work, like the CCC and the WPA. And if you don't know what those are, then talk to your parents. But now it means so much more. This is the first time in my life that I feel I can really make a difference. The campers have become my grandchildren, and the staff are my friends. If not for OCCC, I might not have become friends with Linda Parent, and that would be very sad. I've met so many people and learned so many valuable lessons. I've learned a lot about what inclusion really means, as well as acceptance, accessibility, and generosity. I've also learned not to judge, and that there is a place for everyone. I've also learned a lot about faith. It's basically a full-time job trying to find the money each year to make this happen. But I firmly believe, if it's the right thing to do, that somehow we will find the money to make it happen. Drives my board of directors nuts, but that's what I feel. It takes a lot of faith, some years more than others. Right, Linda? But when folks see what we're doing and they visit the camp, they want to help. They want to be involved. They want to be part of this thing. We've had people create their own fundraisers for the camp. We've had people donate supplies and even garden produce to help us curb cost. We've had many wonderful friends who work as ambassadors, spreading the word about the camp and encouraging friends and associates to contribute. Often, we feel like there's someone watching over us, providing us with what we need when we need it. So often, when things seem impossible, someone like Marge Douglas or Reverend Kevin, will pop into our lives and they have just what we need. Or a check will arrive in the mail. We are so grateful that we live in such a supportive community that cares so deeply for our youth. This camp has grown over the past 7 years. And this year, we're thrilled to be expanding and improving our summer food service to Jericho and Underhill. We've always served kids from Jericho and Underhill meals, mostly if they are in summer school. And we've had a few Jericho campers. But this year, we'll be able to enhance the Jericho Rec program by providing a food option for parents. This is a 3-week pilot program, and if it works, we'll expand to 6 weeks next summer, hopefully. The food is free if you qualify, or you can purchase breakfast and lunch for a fee if you're not eligible. This means that many more kids can get summer food and enriching activities. There are some scholarships available for lower-income kids to attend Jericho Rec. And families can bring kids for just meals, even if they're not involved in Jericho Rec. One day, we hope to have a mobile food service so we can reach all of the outlying areas where transportation to such a central location is so difficult. So as I bring you the good news of our program that serves all of Chittenden East, I hope that you will embrace our cause and help to spread the word through the community that there is a way that we can help our children find their spark that will inspire them to success. Whether it is the boy who discovered the joy of drawing, or the girl who learned the ukulele, or the youth who found a mentor and lifelong friend, or this old lady who's found the power of faith and the joy of a life of service, there are more stories than we could tell in a year of Sunday messages. Each one will touch your heart, and it opens windows to lives that we would otherwise pass by without notice. The whole community benefits when the children are nurtured. Teaching children to make good choices in behavior and food will help them grow and be healthy. Having a strong foundation in community may help them have pride in their environment and have faith that they can be successful. Maybe they will make better choices and avoid alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. Instead of more police and jails, may we have more summer camps and opportunities for children to feel loved, nurtured, and respected. When I was a child, I heard my president say, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." Supporting our community through nurturing the children is what we can do to create a better tomorrow for all of us. So I am very proud to wear this ribbon, just like the one we give to every camper each year, that says, "Who I am makes a difference, and who you are can make a difference too." Thank you very much.